I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with U.S. Senator Gary Peters as he visits Marquette on his annual motorcycle tour of the state. We covered several topics in our conversation, but we started off with Great Lakes issues. Here's U.S. Senator Gary Peters.
There's no question, next to our people, the greatest asset we have as a state are the Great Lakes, and we have to keep them vibrant and clean. And remember, I always remind my colleagues in Washington as well that 40 million people drink water out of the Great Lakes. It's absolutely critical we do everything to protect them. So I've leaned in on the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, which we're going to see some of that today, which is investments in making sure the lake shores are being maintained, also dealing with high lake levels. I've introduced legislation to help communities deal with that.
I also understand that you've been putting forth some legislation that has to do with protecting clean drinking water in general. Tell us about that a little bit.
Well, it is across the board, and one area in particular that I've been focused on is PFAS contamination. You know, PFAS are these forever chemicals that we use in products, stain resistance, water resistance, but they last forever, have very harmful human impact, and we need to start cleaning those up.
Are you starting to get or starting to hear from people when you talk to them about what that is, the PFAS? Because we've been seeing it in the news, we've been hearing about it, but the awareness has really increased in the last couple of years in particular. Is it starting to get traction with people?
It is, and people are seeing the impact. In fact, one person, Sandy, who I've been working with down the Grand Rapids area, they ended up moving next to a site. They didn't realize it was a PFAS site. Her husband died suddenly of a cancer. She has levels now 700 times what are the safe levels associated with that and all the impact. So you can see the human impact on folks.
What are you looking to do with that? How would you try to address that?
Well, we have to clean up sites. There's no question we have to do that and set standards. We're aggressively trying to get the EPA to do its job to set that standard as to what is a safe level. But first off, we got to prevent it from getting into the environment in the first place, because it's a lot more expensive to clean it up and the health impacts that occur. And I've been working to ban PFAS, for example, out of firefighting foam. It's an area that is where it's used. We put our firefighters at risk when we use it. It's usually primarily in aviation. And so legislation that I move through will phase it out for the Department of Defense. It'll also allow civilian airports that are tied to DOD standards to phase out. So protect firefighters, but protect the area all around that airport. You know, in Oscoda, the former Wordsmith Air Force Base, some major contamination as a result of firefighting foams. So they were put onto the tarmac.
In the studio with me is U.S. Senator Gary Peters. He's in the Marquette area on his annual motorcycle tour across the state. We were talking about how you're on the tour, but you got your day job, which is over in Washington, and doing a lot of things. One of the things that you've been looking into, Postal Service matters. We've been hearing a lot about the U.S. Postal Service. What are you looking into? What have you found?
Well, I serve on the committee that oversees the Postal Service, and so we are looking into what appears to be late deliveries that have increased dramatically, especially since early July. You know, I've got in my office, I always get emails and contacts from constituents. It's not unusual to hear about postal issues, but then they started flooding in mid-July. I reached out to the men and women who go to work every day, our letter carriers, our postal workers, the mail handlers. These are men and women who care deeply about delivering the mail in a timely way, and they were saying the new Postmaster General has been putting in policies that are having the impact of slowing the mail down, which is unacceptable. And, you know, some of the things I heard from Mary and her daughter, who suffers from epileptic seizures. So she needs her medicine. They order medicine. They get it in 3 days normally. It didn't come. And it took over 9 days for her to get it. And unfortunately, she started to reduce her dosage because she was afraid that it would run out. And that's not a good thing. She ended up having a seizure and ended up going to the hospital, and it just really illustrates how important that mail gets delivered on time. And we have a new Postmaster General who has made these policy changes that need to be rectified.
And you've been looking into it pretty intensely. I know there's been some official looks in. What's coming up?
Well, in our investigation, as you're right, Walt, we did an investigation to look into that and looked at these procedures, limiting overtime, for example, which can be a real problem. If you have mail pile up at a certain time, you'd like every other business in America, you make sure your people do the job. Mm-hmm. So you get it out. You got to keep your customers happy first and foremost. There are transportation schedules that had been changed where trucks would leave a postal processing center half empty and had it waited 15 more minutes, it would have been full. but it didn't. So then the mail piles up, and there, now you've got an extra day of delay, and all that stuff kind of builds up. So that is unacceptable.
That's U.S. Senator Gary Peters with a look at what's happening in our community. For Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.